County Executive David Crowley says many Black residents with mental health issues avoid seeking help. One reason is the shame that's often associated with mental illness.
And we know that that's one of the issues that many people of color have, as well as Black people and African Americans throughout this country, is the stigma of actually receiving some type of assistance. And so, you know, for me, it's really about breaking down that stigma, making sure that we recognize mental health as a health care crisis, and really doing what we can to get people access to the resources that they need to really increase public safety as well.
Crowley says stress over COVID-19 has taken a toll on the mental health of many people, and among African Americans in particular. He says they make up about a quarter of the county's population, but nearly 40% of mental health-related calls to the county in the past year have come from members of the Black community. Crowley says if you look to the past, it provides one reason for disproportionate numbers of African Americans suffering from mental health issues.
We can always go back to, you know, what we've seen historically, you know, the dehumanization, the oppression, the violence that has really evolved to today's present day racism. And so when we look at that structurally or individually or institutionally, I think that that has contributed to many of the disparities that we see, particularly related to the inadequate access and the delivery of care.
Crowley says the county is doing what it can to support people who are struggling. He says the eviction prevention fund that the county created last summer to help tenants remain in their apartments drew a huge response.
And we received over 4,500 applications. But one key point is that 80% of the people that we did help out were African Americans. And that lets you know that when we can relieve the different types of stress out there on folks, that we can contribute greater to our society, but we have to make sure that we're getting people access to the resources that they need in order to minimize any mental health crises that we have seen in this community.
So you may be wondering, why is Crowley so laser focused on this issue? He says it's a personal journey for him.
I have had a household of individuals who have been diagnosed with a mental illness. And a lot of the times, many times, you know, we had to rely on county resources in order to get the assistance that we needed as a family. And I don't want folks to go through what we went through. And that's one of the reasons why we're also reimagining county, how the county delivers those types of services, those mental health services.
Crowley, who served as a Democrat in the state assembly before he was elected county executive, says he wants to approach the Republican-controlled legislature at some point and ask for permission to put a referendum on an upcoming ballot. It would ask voters if there should be a 1% increase in the county sales tax, with some of the money possibly going toward additional mental health services. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.